one of the major chalukim of the Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal is focused on Kabbonis, Maisa Kabbonis, the differences of various chalukim of Hashkofa and Lomdus and major parts of the Rambam and Limudim in Yeshiva is all focused on Kodshim. It's a huge subject that we have very, very little contact with, unless we learn the Chumash, unless we go through the Mishnayos, unless we learn the Gemaras. Yotzev is Eizem Mekayim Shal Savochim, and that's basically as far as we get during the day. So in other words, the Torah has given us a whole sefer, Vayikra, which started with the Korbanos, with Vayikra Tzav, which is basically all the Korbanos, going through the Korbanos. And it's extremely difficult concept to understand. Up in Halacha and in Hashkofa, it's very difficult. The Kuzari and the Rambam and the other Mefarshim are grapple with the whole idea of Korbanos, how it comes and what it does and how it. But the Maisa is not a place now to understand the depth behind every Korban, but we do have to understand what the Torah is teaching us of how we're supposed to react and grow through the limudim of Korbanos. So firstly, whenever you have introduction to a subject, the introduction is basically encapsulating the idea that's going to be running through the theme, and therefore it is crucial to understand the introduction. Vayikra al Moshe vaydaber Hashem elov m'ol moed leimoy. Okay, Vayikra al Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe vaydaber Hashem elov, and Hashem spoke to him m'ol moed leimoy, m'ol moed leimoy. So okay, over here this Rashi is a famous Rashi. Vayikra el Moshe. Yeah, Vayikra al Moshe. There's quite a few rashes over here, but the Balaturim over here is one of the most famous Balaturim. It says Vayikra Aleph to Vayikra is the era. The Aleph of Vayikra is a small Aleph in the Sefer Torah. Shemaisha leirotz lichtev ele Vayokor. Moshe only wanted to write Vayokor. Vayokor el Moshe. What's Vayokor? Kederach shnema b'bilom, like it says b'bilom. Kilu nirlo Hashem en b'mikra. V'yokam means it happened, not Hashem called him. Yeah, it's a lashon of covered. V'yikra is lashon of covered. He carries on and he says, V'yikra is the lashon of when malachim speak to each other. Korzel ve ve'omar. They speak. V'yikra is the lashon of covered and shrara. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu in lashon of covered, and Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of embarrassed that it was called Vayikra. So he wrote Vayokra. You want to write Vayokra, it happened. Hashem happened to speak to him. Like I said, Vayokra or Bilam. Hashem happened to speak to Bilam. So Hashem, on one hand, wanted Vayikra. Moshe, on the other hand, wanted Vayokra. So they came to a compromise, write the Aleph little. Write the Aleph small. In other words, a whole Sefer Vayikra that talks and discusses the elements of the quality and the importance of Korbanos starts off with a concept of Vayokor and Vayikor, i.e. humility, another. So the Baal Musa asks, I mean, to posh the kashe, why is Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly bringing down his godless over here, of humility over here? There's been hundreds of times, HaKadosh Baruch has spoken to Moshe, tens of times stated in the Pasuk. And therefore, why does it say, Vayokor over here? Oh, suddenly it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch is speaking to him, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is being embarrassed, and it's small in humility. Well, what's that all about? Why did Posh talk about Yikra over here? So very, very simply you can say, this is the beginning of a new it's the beginning of a new era, it's the beginning of a new Sefer, and that's the first word, the Yikra. You know, talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was very noticeable, therefore he wanted to say it there in small. But that's very, very shrach. It's very weak to answer such a thing. Why over here, by Yikra, suddenly Moshe Rabbeinu's got all this humility? What's all that about? Secondly, there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says, Vayikra El Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called El Moshe. Says the medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. 10 names. The Gemara says, Vadigdoir, it has a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a name of Tuvio, a name of Yerad, he brought down the Torah, all wonderful names. Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka choose Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Moshe? Why Dafka Moshe? Why Moshe? Says a medrash, says the Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chayecho, Medrash Rabbah, Chayecho mikol shemoi sheyesh lecho, all the names you have, Eini korcho elo b'shem shekorosho bityo baspara. I'm not going to call you only the name that bityo baspara called you. The Exposer said, v'tikrano shmoi Moshe, and therefore v'ikra shem on Moshe. I own the name that bityo called you, and therefore called Moshe Moshe. Okay? Why? What's that do over here? And why the Medrash Tafka talk over v'ikra Moshe? Why doesn't it say the first time? Why doesn't it say the first time the Torah talks about it? About Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Shmoch to Moshe, it should say over there, ready, the Vikra should say, the Medrash Rabbah should say over there, not Vikra and Shmoit, it should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to call Moshe by his name from now on, because only the name Bitur gave Moshe, that's what's important. Why Dafka over here, in Pashas, Vayikra, where Moshe Rabbeinu is a well-known entity, he's well-known exactly where we are, and talking about Moshe all these times, now suddenly Medrash says, oh, El Moshe, Vidava Hashem El Moshe. Say El Moshe over there, in Shmoit, that El Moshe means Dafka is going to say Moshe. So over here it's by Yikra El Moshe, he's calling out to Moshe. Yeah? So it's a little bit stronger because Hashem is calling, saying, hey Moshe. But what we're talking about, Vidava Hashem El Moshe, Hashem spoke to somebody that we know, the subject called Moshe, fine. But still, why is this element over here, why is it so strong that you talk about Dafka El Moshe? Why Dafka Moshe? Because of Bityo Baspara, big deal. What's the whole element that Bityo Baspara, what's the idea that Bityo Baspara gave Moshe Rabbeinu his name, and therefore that is only going to be the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe? Why? So Chaim Shmulevitz mentioned this in the previous years. So Chaim Shmulevitz says a very, very unbelievable thought. He said, you have to put into context exactly what Bityo Baspara did. Imagine, Rabbi Yishai, imagine this, that Hitler has passed the Nuremberg laws, and basically he is out to work through the final solution and kill every single Jew he can possibly get his hands on. That's it, annihilate them, wipe them out. Eva Braun, yeah, Eva Braun comes home one day with a little child, Jewish child that she found, not looking in a very good position. Yeah, he was drowning in a village pond, right? So she came and brought him home, and she wants to bring him up now in Hitler's household, right? I can't imagine Hitler would be very happy, and I can't imagine if Eva Braun wanted to keep this child in her home, that she would have been able to do that without a tremendous amount of conflict and trouble and arguments. It can't have been easy. This, the mice, is exactly what happened. Power made the final solution to get rid of all the Zuchorim. This is a national disaster to have Jews around. They'll take over public security, national security. We've got to get rid of them. We've got to wipe them out. Fine. So how do we wipe them out? Kill every single Zuchor. Okay. Excellent. Let's do that. Now, Bitya, his daughter, comes back with a Jewish child. Where did he find his child? Oh, doesn't matter. Found him floating. No, Mitzri puts his child floating on the river. He knew very well it was a Jewish child. Right? And now, not only is she bringing him home, Paro is educating him, feeding him, clothing him, and looking after him, giving him a roof over his head. Now, that is an unbelievable, unbelievable Ashkocha Pratis. But more than anything, it's an unbelievable the serious nefesh of Bityo to go ahead and work so hard in order to fight through the terrible, terrible decree of Paro and to bring home a Jewish child. Says the Chaim Shmulevitz that when you do Mesiris Nefesh, not only does Mesiris Nefesh affect the person who's doing it, Mesiris Nefesh affects the person who it's done to. And therefore, says the Chaim Shmulevitz, not only did Bityo Baspara, not only does Mesiris Nefesh affect the person who is doing the Mesiris Nefesh, makes them a better person, but the person who is being saved through the Mesiris Nefesh also receives a shefa of the koyach of that Mesiris Nefesh. They also are recipient of the koyach of Mesiris Nefesh. In other words, not only did Bityo Baspara grow from this experience of fighting to do what's right and grow with the Mesiris Nefesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, who got saved through the Mesiris Nefesh, his whole being, his whole existence was only through Mesiris Nefesh, he now picked up on that Mesiris Nefesh, and that's what made him into the fantastically great leader he became. The Mesiris Nefesh of being saved created Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Rucham Shmulevitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from all your names are a result of who you are. But what made you, what created you, how you actually run your life, how you became a Moshe Rabbeinu, that was through Mesiras Nefesh. That was through you going out. He went out from the palace. He went to Bigal Hanar, and now went out and he went to see how his brothers are doing. And he went along and Moshe Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael again and again and again. Moshe Rabbeinu, the way he ticked, the way he worked, his whole koyach came from this Moshe Mesiras Nefesh of Miriam. So the first lesson of this parasha is, in order for a person to be able to focus on korbanos, he's got to have an element there of Mesiras Nefesh. We'll see why in a minute. Very simply, we'll see why in a minute. Furthermore, the Ksav Sefer says, and it reminds me of a story, you know, two Litvish Yidden were Bochrim and Yeshiva, good Bochrim and Yeshiva, you know, Geshmaka Bochrim, they were learning through a piece of Musa together, on Anova. And one's going, oi, am I Balgaiva? Oi, 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 such a Balgaiva. Other one's correcting, oi, Benecha Balgaiva, terrible. Ah, I'm such a Balgaiva, oi, I'm such a Balgaiva. So this little shoemaker comes in, and he hears these two people saying what a Balgaiva they are. He says, oi, oi, I'm also a Balgaiva. Start laughing, yeah, you're a Balgaiva, yeah, you're a Balgaiva. Yeah. In other words, a person sometimes gets so involved in working on themselves, there shouldn't be a Balgaiva, yeah, there's nothing to work on, yeah. On the other hand, you know, the Yiddish expression, don't make yourself so small, you're not yet so big, yeah. Machnis nish azay kleidi, benochnis azay grace. Don't make yourself so small, you're not yet so big. So that's the same to this man. Don't make yourself so, you know, so small, you're such a Balgaiva, you're not so big. We're really big, we're Balgaiva, therefore we're Balgaiva. So Ksav Sefer says like this, he says that it's very easy for a small person to be an onuf. Yeah, person Nebuch, you know, he's a broken person, he's got no panosa, and he's living off benefits, and he's not married, he's got no family, and he's living in a little council apartment somewhere, and you know, and he's just stepping through life, and he's a very nice person, a very sweet guy, people like him. It's not difficult for that person to be a Balgaiva. When it's difficult to be a Balgaiva, when things are ticking, things are going well, this guy, everything he does from day one, he's born special. Yeah, he's born special. He gets born early. He gets born mohel. The whole house is full of light. He gets saved. Who does he get saved by? Not by the village Shmendrik. He gets saved by the princess. He gets taken to the palace. Things are knacking for him. Yeah, this person can actually be born a real Balgaiva. You know, even Moshe Rabbeinu had even more of a yitzhak to be a Balgaiva than the Ovis. The Ovis had it hard. There was poverty, and their wives were taken away, and there was famine. Eventually Hashem helped them, so they saw Hashem help them. But he never saw trouble. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the lap of luxury. He was a royal mascot. You know, everyone loved him. Fantastic. And therefore this person can be living like a real snob. He can be living like a real prince. For a person in that level to be Moshe, was Moshe, Minamayim Meshisihu, are taken from the water and taken to the palace of Paro and still be an onov, to still be an onov, that's godless. That's greatness. In other words, Moshe, in this context, is showing what a Yetzirah he had. He was taken from the water, and we're saying, well, where did he go? He got taken from the water by the princess, saved by the princess, and he was still so humble, he was still so modest. That's why it's called Moshe. So Moshe shows not only his Mesiras Nefesh, Moshe doesn't only create the background to his Mesiras Nefesh, of how he became a Moshe Nefesh, that was through Moshe, but Moshe also shows that he was taken from the water and taken to the household of Paroi, and still was an honor. For Avdi Moshe, honor called Adam. That shows another level of his godless, of his humility. So Moshe, Hashem called him Moshe for two things. Number one is Mesiras Nefesh, number two is humility. That's also the Kofa
Sefer. Sometimes you can't get a person very, very great, and it doesn't necessarily have so much to prove, and therefore there's not such a big yetzirah for him to be a Balgaiva, therefore another could come easier for him.
Exactly, and Moshe Rabbeinu was so great that he was taken in his royalty.
It could be easier to have another.
Why?
Because there's nothing like There's nothing you're trying to. You don't have to prove yourself. There's nothing more you want.
I'm not trying to prove yourself, but you've seen people, rich kids are brought home in rich homes. Yeah, and never ever had a heart. They've got real egos. They've got real attitude problems.
Super
egos, right? Yeah, I'm sure you all come across them. But that's the way it is, right? And then from Moshe Rabbeinu was the first prophet says, Yikra Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to call you anything but Moshe. What's Moshe? Moshe is first of all the level of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Moshe of real, real humility. That even though you're Menemayim Meshisihu, you're taken from the water and brought into a household of power, and you're born with royalty, you're born with all the wonderful, wonderful attributes, still, that is godless. The Gemara says, Ein Navius. Navius is not given to anyone unless he's a Gibor, an Osher, a Gibor, an Osher, and an Onov. For Kulam B'Moshe Rabbeinu.
Gibor, Osher,
Gibor, Osher, and Onov. So what's the idea? Why do it have to be a Gibor and an Osher? Just be an Onov. Why does it have to be Gibor and Osher? A Chochem as well. Yeah? Why Gibor and Osher? The idea is, if a person's a broken person, he's not a Gibor, he's not strong, and he's not wealthy, then it's easy to be an Onov. The Chochmah is, even once you're Gibor and Asher, and it's still an Onov, that is a person who's Ro'i to get. That is a real Onov. That's a person who's Ro'i to get to get Nevuah. Otherwise, no proof he's an Onov. He doesn't have it. He hasn't made it. That's why he's holding where he is.
The man sees that he got everything from Hashem. He didn't do anything.
Okay. If you see that, then you're an Onov. But how many people don't see that? A person doesn't see that. If a person does see that in a chalamah, he's an onov. But if a person doesn't see that, and he thinks, and he sees plenty of people who are onov, you know, who are people not an onov, have everything going for them, and other rabbi, their ego is so strong, ego is so great, and so over bloated, then, you know, that's where you fail. Okay? So here, that's Koyach HaMesh Rabbeinu. Now, so in other words, introduction to Sefer VaYikra is VaYikra HaMesh. What's VaYikra? The Aleph Zaira. Humility. Now, why is humility? Humility and Mesiras Nefesh so important for Sefer VaYikra. Sefer VaYikra is all about Korbanos of Nedava and Korbanos Chayva. Now, how does a person give a Korban Nedava? How does a person give up of himself? I don't have to bring this Korban. I decide to bring a big, healthy, expensive bull for the Korban. Why does a person do that? Where does a person do that from? Why should he do that? What should make him do such a thing? No. You can get yourself a big car for that for the same price. Yeah, why buy yourself expensive bull? That is appreciation. That is a korban that the well push the person to bring a korban is it's Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, I'm giving up something of myself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm letting go some of my money that I could be enjoying. I'm using as a korban. In other words, in order for a person to bring a korban, certain korban adava that takes Mesiras Nefesh. Yeah, I'm giving up. To give tzedakah is Mesiras Nefesh. I'm giving up part of myself. It doesn't have a big name on it. Nobody knows who it's coming from. Yeah, it's Mesiras Nefesh. And on the other hand, the idea of bringing a korban for a chet, I did wrong. I did something wrong. I apologize. I'm sorry. I am now to a level that I've been murdered that I did something wrong. That takes humility. In other words, in order for a person to be able to start learning Parshas VaYikra with a korban, you've got to have humility. And it's got to have Mesiras Nefesh. That is why it's a two prerequisites.
And
okay?
So admit you did something wrong.
I'm sorry?
Admit
you did something wrong, that's two prerequisites. And that's why it says VaYikra and Moshe at the beginning of VaYikra. Why not earlier on? Because now this is Moshe Rabbeinu's peak. Mm-hmm. Everything's peaked. It's perfect. He'd been sent as a messenger to take Israel out of Mitzrayim. He did that. He went to Paroi, he did that. He's been chased by the Yamsuf, he came across the Yamsuf, he did that. He brought the Torah down, he did that. Now he built the Mishkan, everything else is just going straight from here. There's no climb. Moshe Rabbeinu has reached his pinnacle. And even in the pinnacle, you remain an Onov, that's godless. To remain an Onov when you're on your way up still, I don't know if things are going to go so well, that's not such godless. By Yikra and Moshe, in the beginning of Parshas VaYikra, when everything is built already, and everything's going, everything's clapped, as they say in Yiddish, everything has worked, everything's put into place, and now VaYikra Moshe, now little Aleph, there, now Moshe Ben has a whole fight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that shows godless. And that godless is what's going to open up a possibility for a person to become eligible, capable of bringing a korban. So you think it's just an advantage since Pasuk. The Pasuk says, unbelievable pasuk. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'malta leim. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. A person brings from himself a korban to Hashem. Min a behema u'min a bokum min a tzoyim takrivis korbanchem. From a behema bokum tzoyim should bring your korban. So the Chassidish Rebbe said like this. Domei mehu. Dabel b'nei Yisrael. Tol klal Yisrael. V'malta leim. Odom, a person, ki yakriv mikem. If you're makriv yourself, in other words, if you bring a korban, you actually feel as if you're bringing yourself. I am this korban. I am coming closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I am making my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through this korban. How? By seeing this korban being shechted, I should have been shechted. By blood being spilled, I should have been spilled. In other words, you work through this korban and grow level to level up in ruchnius. Odom ki yakriv mikem. You actually bring a korban from yourself. You actually come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu through yourself. Then it's korban Hashem. Then it's a korban for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's my korban. But it's min a behemo, min a bokum, min a tzoyim. If you just look at the look at the animals, ah, oh, I'm bringing a behemo, I'm bringing a bokum, I'm bringing a tzoyim. Nothing to do with me. Then takriva es korban chem. Then you bring up a korban for yourself, not korban for me. In other words, if you don't work with this korban with another. If you don't say, Bnei Shleilam, I'm sorry, I've got to come closer to you. I want to come closer. I want to become a korban, but I do it through a korban. I do it through an animal. Then it's korban Hashem. If it's just a cold giving of a behemoth, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want a cow, take a cow. You want a sheep, take one. Then it's korban Chem. It's a korban to you. It's not korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's more than that. There is a Meyudik Apostle that talks about the halachas of what you're supposed to bring with what you're supposed to bring in the korban mincha. The pasuk says like this. The pasuk says in Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, v'chol korban minchos chol b'melach timloch. Every korban of mincha you should bring with melach. You should not hold back the bris of Elekecho, the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'am is Bechecho. I call korban chotakriv melech, and every korban bring melech. So what is this bris? What's this bris you're talking about? Melech bris. What bris? What bris? Mila, what bris are you talking about? Says Rashi. Melech bris. Shabris kruso lemelech mesheshus mei bereshis. There was a bris that was cut from the bris of bereshis. Shehuftuchu ha-mayim ha-tachtoilin li-korban mizbeach b'melach. V'nisach ha-mayim b'chag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You want to split up between Shemayim and Oretz? It's hard. You know what? You'll get compensated. What's the compensation? On the mizbeach will be the melach, and the nisach ha-mayim, the water, will be on Yontiv. In other words, you want to split up between the water from Shemayim, water on Oretz? Yeah, it's going to be hard for you. I'll give you an incentive. I'll split it up, and you have the water later on will be put the nisach hamayim, and the salt will be for the mizbeach. Ask Yaakov Kamenetsky, one second, we seem to miss a point over here. Who was complaining over here? Who didn't want to split up? Who is the Kodesh Baruch Hu compensating? The salt or the water? The sea. What's the sea? The sea is the sea. There's the water, right? So what's going on the mizbeach? The salt. So why bring in the salt on the mizbeach when you should bring the water on the mizbeach? The salt is just an element. It's a product of the sea. It's not the sea itself. It's not water, right? So why does Kodesh Baruch Hu say, you know what? You can be compensated. Bring the water. Yeah, and how compensated for the water? The salt will go on the mizbeach. Bring the water on every korban. The Torah should say pour water on it. Why do we say you bring the salt? So the Yaakov Kamenetsky, that don't make a mistake that when you bring up a korban, it's all about giving up of yourself. Giving up of yourself. Humility. I'm garnished. I'm nothing. And therefore, if I'm nothing, I don't care about Gashmias. I'm all into the Hoicha, very, very high in Shemaim. I've got nothing to do with myself. I'm a garnished. I'm nothing. I'm a behemoth. Who am I already? All I am is a neshama. And start going in Sigufim and Tanesim. That's what it's all about. No. Rashi says, how do you make salt? Rashi says, what you used to do is you used to have pans, salt pans, where the water used to go down in pans and pits, and the water itself used to evaporate. You're left with the salt. So the Kodesh Baruch, you know what? That evaporates, I'm not interested in. that is all in very, very high machshavas. I'm not really interested in it. You know what I want? I want the salt. I want the heavy part. That's what I want. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, a person can cry all day, and fast all day, and daven all day, and the Yetzirah doesn't mind one bit. What he does mind is be learning the Daf Gemara. Being all heilig, being all... HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Anything that evaporates into Shemai, I'm not interested in. I want to see how you change yourself, how you actually become a better person. Don't go into a high, lofty thing. I want to see the salt. You know, like you hear salt, the guy's the salt of the earth. He's a real, the Bahamias, taking yourself and making yourself the goof, the better person. That is Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in his Mizbeach. All the lofty evaporation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu interested in. He wants the salt. So, but it's more than that. The Hamakdava asks a wonderful kasha. The Hamakdava says that this. You're related to this. Right. And the Pasuk says, okay, every carbon has salt, but what does the carbon not have? So the Hamakdava, so the Pasuk, Kol Mincha, the Pasuk, a couple of Pasukim before that, Kol Mincha, Asher Takrivu LaHashem, every Mincha you bring for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loise Ose Chomets, not bring Chomets, Ki Chol Se'or V'Chol Dvash, Loisek Tiru Mimenu Ishei LaHashem. Because any soil, any yeast product, and any devash, you're not allowed to bring out a carbon to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why not? Why can't I bring up a yeast product to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why can't I bring up a bit of honey to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why not? What's the idea behind that? Says, chomets. Yeah, what's the problem with chomets? Says a hamlik dover like this. A beautiful pshat. Sorry?
The harpanim was chomets.
Okay, that's the only one. Yeah, okay. Well, what's the idea? What's the idea? Beautiful. Says a hamlik dover. What is Sa'ir? What is Sa'ir? Sa'ir is you putting in effort, a human being putting in effort to make something bloated, to increase something. It's the human effort to produce more. Yeah, you put Sa'ir into something and suddenly it produces more. What is honey? What is Devash? Devash is a human effort that's put in to flavor something, to make something tasty. Yeah, that's a human effort. In other words, one's a human effort to increase volume, and one's a human effort to increase taste. So it says the Hamakdava, a person goes through the life, and he goes through business, and he understands that there's an element that is chiyuvi, that is very important, called hishtadlus. But he takes it a little bit too seriously, and he puts in his sa'ir, and he puts in his devash, and he puts in his efforts to build something, and to put in more effort to flavor it, taste, make it taste good. That's all very nice. You know what? We're living in a world that is very, it's an olam choshech, we don't know what's going on. A person can be forgiven certain times when he puts in too much hishtadlus, too much human effort. But when he comes to the Mizbeach, when he comes to bring a korban, Kosh Baruch Hu says, you know who's in control? I'm in control. If I want things to work, I run the world. You don't put in anything. No hishtadlus here. No sa'ir. No devash. You know, just keep it at home. Thank you very much. No hishtadlus. The closer you come to me, you'll realize the less hishtadlus you need. Some people they're running backwards and forwards, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's only a certain amount. It's never, because a klol of Adam Rishon has to work. What do people do? They make the klol into the bracha. It's a klol, and therefore, kol tsu'o v'chol devash, don't bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't use any flavorings. Leave that at home. The closer you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realize he's in control. You don't need any flavorings. What's the problem? So why do you bring salt? The Pasuk says, the next Pasuk, two Pasukim later, you have to bring salt. There is, again, you're flavoring something. What's the day behind that? Says the Hamakdava, what is salt? Salt is unique. What does salt do? Salt has a power to totally destroy and totally preserve. We have Sodom and Amoyah destroyed, Gophris and Melach, Sreifa Kolash, it burns. If you put salt down on over vegetation, over plants, it dies. On the other hand, salt can preserve. Yeah, salt can keep something fresh. It seals out all the moisture. It's a sealing. It can preserve something. Salt is something that can make something delicious and can destroy something in taste. It depends how much you put on. Salt is the only product that has this particular value. Sugar. You can have a sugar cube. Yeah, well, too sweet. Kids like sugar cubes. They can't have enough, too much sugar. Yeah? It's impossible for a person to have too much salt. A certain level of salt, it's impossible. On the other hand, you don't have salt b'chlal, it's a disaster. What is salt? Salt is a lesson in emuna. Just like not putting in so'or and devash is a lesson that you're not in control, a kodesh baruch hu is in control. Salt is a kodesh baruch hu is in control. Just like salt, a bit of salt over here, a bit of salt there makes all the difference. A kodesh baruch hu is balancing things out in the world. Not too much din, not too much rachamim, not too much rachamim, not too much din. If it'd be too much din, it wouldn't be any bechira. It wouldn't be any rachamim. There wouldn't be any bechira. So if a kodesh baruch hu is salt, a kodesh baruch hu is the lesson of salt is yes, put in salt. Yes, appreciate that everything in this world has to be exactly measured. And that's why sometimes we don't understand the measure, but it's being measured, and it's constantly being readjusted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why I do put in salt. In other words, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing everything, yeah. I am putting in salt to actually do an action to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like salt, a bit too much kills, a little bit too little, doesn't give any taste. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly readjusting the world, and that's also a munah. I may not see it, but don't worry, somebody controlling the world. Just like salt needs control, so too Kodesh Baruch Hu is controlling the world. And that's why, by dafka, by salt, you do put in, and chol so'or v'chol devash, you don't put in. Okay? Now, I saw a vote from the, I think it was the Madani Yomtov, I think it is, said that this. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, it's a famous Rambam, that there's no such thing as extreme, but the extreme middle. He says that this. He says, Rambam says, Chol midos yesh leilich derech hamitzoy, in the middle derech. Ulefikoch mishnot le'echom in a kitzvois, one who's on an extreme, or love. In other words, a person should always go in the middle. Now, says a pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Kol mincha should kriv l'Hashem leise ose chomitz. Don't do chomitz. Chol so'or v'chol devash. What's so'or? So'or is bitter. Okay? What's devash? Devash is sweet. Don't go to the opposite extreme. Not too bitter and not too sweet. Don't be too heavy in yourself and don't be too light in yourself. Chol so'or v'chol devash leisak tiru mimenu ishel Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not wanting to come close to him with not so'or and not devash. Go in the middle. However, he says, there's one time when you should go to one extreme. Korban reishis. If it's a korban, you want to make a new beginning. In other words, if you are one extreme too much, korban reishis, then takriva oisam nashem. Then you should be makriv one side to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, if a person's got too much honey, so the Rami goes to opposite extreme, and then if you leave go, it goes back to the middle again. In other words, so'or is too bitter, dvash is too sweet, don't go in either derech. But when you're trying to do tshuva, and trying to get back to the derech again, then korban reishis. You're trying to make a korban reishis, trying to make a new start, then takriva oisam nashem. Then he can be makriv to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can go back to the middle. And therefore the korbanos are full of ideas of how to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam, how to work through with emunah and bitochen, with humility, with mesiras nefesh, how to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, these parshas, you can just work them through, parsha by parsha, full of gems of how to be mistabik to Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to finish up with one vort. So he says, by the way, sorry, so he says that the Hamak Dover says that why do we not have chomets on Pesach? Because we said before, what's chomets? Why do we not have chomets? Because chomets is a problem when I'm putting in my own efforts. I'm putting in my own efforts. My own efforts can actually give a person an impression that he's in control. Yeah? That's why by Shade Night you're going to have matzahs with no so'or and no devash. Not yet, so if you have devash. Why? Because the chag of emunah, Pesach is a chag of emunah. The chag of emunah cannot have any so'or and any devash. The matzahs can't be yotzev with matzah shiro. You've got to have no so'or and no devash. Because ultimately, coming close to emunah, you've got to push away what your efforts are. In other words, you're over inflation, you're building something up. And you're flavoring it. No, keep away from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all, and that is a munah. That is why I don't have so'or on paper. That's what he says. Just one more thing. Sorry. beautiful thought to finish off. And the idea is that the korbanos is supposed to bring a person close. The korbanos, also on the other hand, is supposed to give a person chizuk. That is, you can never give up. Never give up. Korbanos is the idea of tshuva, of a tshuva shleima, coming back to Ribbono Shleilam. That's what the Bala Musa says, some beautiful words. It says, when he brings by korban adava, it says, Odom ki yakiv mikem korban Hashem. It's a famous word. Odom ki yakiv mikem. What's Odom? Odom is Adomo, the lowest form of humanity is Odom. Odom. That's when you bring in a dover, it's Odom. Masha'en came later on, and it talks about the korbanos of Chet. It says, what does it say? The nefesh ki sechto, more mo b'Hashem. A nefesh. A nefesh is a neshama. It's a nefesh. An animal doesn't have a nefesh. So why, when it talks about by the dover, it says Odom, the lowest level. And later on, when it talks about a Chet, it talks about a nefesh. It should say the opposite. By a nefesh, by an adava, we're dealing here with a gavaldiga, nedivus halev, a person is going, giving over something he doesn't have to do. And that should say nefesh. Later on, it talks about chet, it should say adam. Say the Bala Musa, no. When a person's bringing an adava, don't forget, when you're climbing there with an adava and you're so proud of it and you think you're mamish unbelievable, you think you're mamish a malach yourself, don't forget you're an adam. Don't mess the whole thing up. Don't mess the whole korban up. Don't, with your gaiva, destroy the entire korban with your gaiva, because that's what you can do. So remember, when you bring in the dover, you're still an odom. Don't get too carried away, you're an odom. Masha'enken later on, when a person does a chet, a person can be completely miyush, a person can give up hope. Where can I ever come back? Oh, yeah, did such a terrible chet, I did me'ila, I did a shvur shav. How can I ever come back? So the Torah don't worry, you're a nefesh. A nefesh can all do tshuva. You're connected to l'kaim imal. You're chelik l'kaim imal. You can all do tshuva. Later on, by chet, it says nefesh. To give us this very, very strong lesson. So beginning, the idea is, again, the idea of seder, korbanos, is to teach us the importance of humility. It's not shy to bring a korban unless you have humility. Otherwise, it's a korban for yourself, not for Ribbono Shleilam. It's a concept of mesiras nefesh, giving over of yourself to Ribbono Shleilam. That's in the dover. It's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, of a person is easy to be in honor when a person is going through difficulties, when a person is not particularly successful, when a person is pinnacle at his peak, and then is in honor, that shows a person's real anova, that shows greatness. That's Moshe Rabbeinu with Abba Shem on Vayikra Shem on Moshe, a dafka in the beginning of Vayikra says Vayikra. And then we went through also the ideas of Melach, of the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not necessarily want the very lofty ideas that our novel shouldn't go too far, it shouldn't become I'm a nothing and be completely destroy yourself. Other rabbi, you should take the behamias, you should take the heavy part of yourself, the salt, and that was what you should bring on the Mizbeach. The ideas as well of no extremes, no so'or, not davash. You have the middle, you have the so'or and davash, which are feelings of I'm in control. The idea is not you're not in control, it's the salt. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control, he's evening up the world. And we should be zoich of Ezra Hashem to come close to Ribbono Shleilam, if not through bringing the korbanos, at least by learning the korbanos.